National Association of Realtors says its pending home sales index fell by 0.8% in July. The index has slipped 1.3% over the past 12 months. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Good morning.
It's Thursday, 7:05 and a half, right here at KCNR 1460 in the studios right down here in downtown. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, everybody. We're here with the Bob is here because Bad Bob is attending to home affairs today. So hello there, Bob.
Good morning, Carl.
Try to stay awake at the switch here. Okay. I know you're just usually here for the news, and then we catch you snoozing, you know, back on the couch. You know, it's up early.
Hey, yes. It's up early. Long
up
time.
Early, yeah. And, of course, Trish the Dish.
Trish the Dish. Okay. 79 degrees already in downtown Reading, a very smoky, hazy 79 degrees, looking for a high today of 105, and on Friday, 112, Saturday, 113, oh my goodness, and Sunday, 112. Labor Day, 110, it just doesn't quit. It's just going to be way, way hot all the way through Labor Day. In the evenings, we're going to get down just into the 70s, which doesn't cool down enough to really get that out of here. And smoke. We're looking for smoke all the way through there because the fires are raging all the way around us. The weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane, veteran and senior owned. Our customers are warm friends. They give senior and veterans discounts, 365-3793. I forgot to give a cheat sheet.
You know, I'd have to hand that over there to you. Yeah. It's senior owned. You know, I just talked to Chuck. He may take
over
at
that.
It's senior and veteran owned.
Yeah, and senior and veteran discounts.
And senior and veteran discounts. Okay, the fire course is from the Helena area, west of Weaverville.
Yeah.
Up there in that area.
Junction
and
schoolers.
So last night I took Elk Killer out, and it's... Of course, it's smoky, but there's ash falling too, and so I'm thinking, gosh, I hope that you know that it isn't Texas Springs on fire someplace like that, and so of course, and then this morning it's a little better, but then it's not.
You can't breathe. I opened my windows at night and turned the swamp cooler on when I first got up this morning. and had to turn it off because it filled the house with smoke.
Yeah, well, you know, we've got from previous fires, we have air filters that we've got running all night, you know, inside the bedroom. Close everything off and then run those in a overhead fan to try and keep it. And it keeps it under control. But, yeah, if you have a breathing problem, asthma or any of those things, this is probably a good day to stay inside. And then the heat. Well, it's all because of climate change and you damn Republicans.
I know. And you know, here's...
It's climate change, you damn Republicans. And, in fact... Hurricane Harvey. The reason it was so bad is because it's climate change and you damn Republicans who don't believe in it. And not, and you know what? You're just letting gases, emissions, cause all this.
And of course, the reason.
And you won't back down. And you know what? It's your fault.
Well, it is. It is. And it made it all, you know, the thing that's made it totally worse down in Texas, it's First Lady showing up in those darn shoes.
And you know what? If you had any care at all, the fact that she left the White House and she was wearing those stiletto heels.
Exactly.
And she was going down to where the people are. She has no
compassion.
The people are like, no compassion.
No.
Now, just cause that by the time she got there, she was in tennis shoes and Levi's and that. That doesn't make any difference. It's only because we said something.
Yeah.
Damn Republicans.
Only because she got called on it.
She got called on it.
She had to do something of a proper thing.
You know what? And you know what? If it wasn't for CNN... If it wasn't for CNN, the truth would not be out there.
Huh.
Okay. I just
threw up. The smoke is getting to your brain.
I just threw up in my mouth. Okay. Hey, we're going to talk about a couple other things here today, but I was down at the I'm fortunate enough to be a part of the Citizens Advisory Board for the California Highway Patrol. Have been for a year or so. We meet once a quarter. I drive down to Sacramento usually the day of the drive or the day of the meeting, and it starts at 9. So I just drive down, mm-hmm. get there, no problem. Then drive back that evening. But people come from all over the state. There's 10 of us with two kind of like at large. I think it's like 10 or 12. None of us, never at one, maybe at one time, there's always been all of us there at a meeting. But yesterday was Commissioner Joe Farrell, who is just retired after 37 years in the patrol, 8 as the commissioner, and has taken a job over at UC Davis, University of California Davis, as the police chief over there. And he was talking a little bit about it, 41,000, 44,000 students, 55 officers. Plus, he's got the hospital, plus several other things that he's in charge of. And we just discussed that. I mean, he really hasn't taken over yet. And so here's a guy that's just coming from the head of the California Highway Patrol. And, to get hired? Well, he had to go through a background check. He had to go through a physical. And he had to take the physical fitness test for the police, which he passed because he's in good shape. But he had to do all that, background check and all this, you know. But they have to do these things. But while we were there, and this is the point I was getting, we're going to have lunch, and then have a kind of a last meeting with them on where the Highway Patrol. Just during lunchtime, because this is the hierarchy, this is the upper echelon of the Highway Patrol is with us, the leadership. The guy that's taken over, Brenton's taken over the North Division. Also, he, boom, stands up, and then the acting commissioner. What's his name? Wesley is going. He leans over and he starts whispering to Joe. And it appears right at that time there had been a shootout in Sacramento. The only thing they knew right then was that two officers were down, and they were taking them to the hospital. The guy that's going, Brent, who's taking over that division, boom, he was out of there. The acting commissioner was out of there, and Joe stayed with us, through lunch, and then he was out of there because. They were taking him to UC Davis, so he was heading there. And then later in the evening, in the afternoon, in fact, we got an email from one of the people there that said that two officers have been wounded, two chips have been wounded, and in the hospital, but a sheriff's deputy had been killed during this. And it was from what we understand, it was they were going after a parole or a probation violation, and a gunfight started. And that's all. I mean that, and that's all that they and all the information they gave us. But here they are. There's three officers down, one dead, and two others in the hospital. Thank God that they're not going to die. Something like that. And that's that they were, and another deputy or another chip wounded by shrapnel. So
I said to you when we were talking earlier off the air. I fear for our country. I'm every day. It's a rest in peace. It's a firefighter. It's a policeman. It's another officer someplace, and they're being shot on a regular basis. It's almost are we reaching that saturation point where people fail to react? It's just an everyday occurrence. I mean, are we getting there? I don't know.
But I tell you what, instead of taking the break, we'll go to Gary Hollihan.
Gary, good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
The rescue situation that we see coming out of Texas would never happen in California because BLM, Fish and Game, and Coastal Commission would be involved in a lawsuit to see who was in control of the water.
Yeah.
Then the monster trucks would not be allowed because they probably wouldn't pass, EPA...
California EPA regulations.
Cal and all that, they'd be out there, of course, and then the boats would have to have the proper permits, and the people driving them would have to be licensed, etc.
Litigation over rescuing people.
Oh, yeah, and my daughter just said, in the litigation over rescuing people, if somebody were to have a sprained ankle or something, there would be lawsuits, so people would be think twice about doing that. And, of course, then the unions would want control of something. So it wouldn't happen in California.
Yeah. Hey, we need prevailing wage out there. So.
Yes.
Yes.
No,
okay.
That was funny. No, that was
nice
funny.
Smoky
I like
day.
That. I like
Take care.
That. All
Bye.
Right. Thanks, Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
And there's, you know, and Sungo goes, I was shocked she had white tennis shoes on.
Following that 5-inch stiletto heel with white tennis shoes.
Obviously, we're sinking into the ground. It was in, but with the stilettos, you could
compassion.
You could not get into those rubber rafts.
Yeah.
So,
but,
you know, this is just.
But you know what? What bothers me is it's gotten so bad. Final comment before we go to a break.
Yeah.
It's gotten so bad that even the people who generally support President Trump just can't stop themselves from taking a shot on a regular basis. What is it about? Why can't we just back up and let him do his job?
I've got a story about that after the break here. But you know, the one thing that stays consistent in my life,
yeah,
my sleep number bed, because I control. My sleep number bed. Well, how many things do you control in life? Well, I control my health.
Yeah.
I mean, you do. You can control your health.
You can't,
you know, you're going
to
be out there
degree.
To a certain degree because of smoke and the damn Republicans' climate change. but you can control certain things about your own atmosphere here. And one of them is how I sleep. And frankly, I enjoy being able to control how I sleep. And that Linda and I have our room the way we want it. We have, you know, we are blessed to be able to have air conditioning. And I mean that. We're blessed to be able to have air conditioning because there's some people out there that can't because of electricity rates. And I just think that's just horrible. And I think that, you know, a person not having electricity, I think of an older person that doesn't have it or can just barely turn it on because of the rates and they're on a fixed income. That's horrible. But we, right now in our life, are able to control certain things. And one of them is the... You know, my sleeping atmosphere, and this course is the sleep number bed. I can put my sleep number bed at 55, my sleep number setting, and Linda's sleep number setting at 40. And if I don't like 55, I can change it to 60 or 30 or 100 or 0. Of course, it's 0. I'm kind of...
You're kind of sleeping in a hole.
I'm kind of... It's pretty soft.
It's like a hammock.
No, it's not that bad. Anyway... I know you've got sleep.
I have had my sleep number bed, we keep saying over 10 years. I probably have had my sleep number bed about 13 years now, and I love it. It's still a perfect bed. I wouldn't tell you that the warranty, any issues that arise, they're very good about that, always and prompt. But, 55 is my pretty consistent sleep number, and I love my bed.
Well, they have the Sleep Number 360 bed now that if it's going to get any better, so maybe we'll upgrade here to one that adjusts to you while you're sleeping. I mean, I ran down there and laid on that. That is cool. Now, right now, the biggest sale of the year, where all the beds are on sale, including the new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus 50% off on the innovative limited edition bed now through Labor Day. Trot on down to the Sleep Number store down there in the Target Shopping Center over there on the left-hand side and tell them that Carl and Trish sent you. And you're going to just get a great deal down there. Sleep Number. We'll be right back. I want to talk about something also happened yesterday that's going to have an impact on every, and I'm not just saying every, but every law enforcement agency in California. There's a cold and lonely light that shines from you. You wind up like the wreck you hide behind that mask you use. And did you think the school could never win? Well, look at me, I'm coming back again. I got a taste of love and a simple way. And if you need to know while I'm still standing, you just fade away. It's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, Thursday, September 7th, in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bott. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30, September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Ladybot and the Bluebirds, August 7th, from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Redding tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddleboards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trace Clark.
Good morning.
It's 79. It's going up to 105 today. This is going to be the coolest day of the Labor Day weekend.
It's getting worse.
And it's got smoke out there. Be careful out there. Be careful. Oh. It's hot and smoky. Ash is falling from the Helena fire up past Weaverville.
Go slow, and if you don't have to, don't be out in it. Especially if you're elderly or you have breathing problems, asthma, emphysema, and stay inside.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bella La Vie Wigs. Time for a change. You know what? I kind of wish that Bob would go down there.
That has some attraction.
It has an attraction. I wish the Bob would go down there so he'd have a new hairstyle every day. So every time I'd walk in, there'd be somebody different. You know, one day he could be flipping his long red hair back. Huh? The other days he would be bald. And then you could have your hair exactly the way you want it. I kind of think that my hair is kind of like that already. I need a haircut. But there are times. Linda met me one time wearing a long black wig. Just totally blew me away because I was kind of looking around and I didn't see her. And there she was. Yeah, that's kind of cool. If you go down to the Cascade Theater, turn around, do an about face, and look to your right. There it is, right there across from the Cascade Theater, Bella La Vie Wigs. You go on down. You can give her a call at 355-7375. Remember, right across on the corner from the Cascade, Bella La Vie Wigs. Tell them Carl and Linda sent you and get a surprise. Get a nice surprise down there. All right. I am going to talk about something that we discussed yesterday. We did discuss at the Highway Patrol meeting. It's called Assembly Bill 953, which is passed.
And becomes effective July 1st, you said?
Yeah, it was going to be January 1st. Now it's July 1st, 2018. Oh. They're just getting ready just to hammer out the last thing. This is called the Racial Identity Profiling Act, AB 953, the Racial Identity Profiling Act. And what is it? This is these are a series of questions that every officer
Is this Highway Patrol?
Every law enforcement agency in California. Now, the Highway Patrol is doing a lot of this when they pull people over, you know, about gender, age, and all this, you know, because, and they've been doing it for several years because this thing came up like 10 years ago. So they did it as a pilot program, and they did it. But since then, they've had, the RIPA has a RIPA committee. And, you know, RIPA is so, I think RIPA is so,
it's such, name.
Such a good
the,
name.
The name,
they have a RIPA committee, 18 people. On this is the Commissioner of Highway Patrol, plus three other law enforcement agencies.
And
four
then
out of 18. And everything is voted on.
Yeah.
Okay? So,
four out of
so
18.
Now, these, you know, there's several questions. Now, here's what I'm, and you know what? Rob Pauletti mentioned this.
He talked about this,
and he said this is going to have an impact. And I'm going to show you. And he said it's going to cost the equivalent in place like Reading, like three officers.
Yes.
And now, does that mean we lose the three officers? I mean, taken off? No. But this is a document, and I'm not saying a page. This is a document that must be filled out after every stop or interaction. If you stop somebody walking down the street, I think that you're going to have to fill this thing out.
Every time you talk to somebody.
So here are some of the questions.
So
are
the
you ready?
Are you
ready just to get yourself fired up? Okay, the first ones are, you know, these are normal. Who you are, date, time, and duration of stop, start time, how long did it last, location. Okay, location.
Okay.
Perceived race or ethnicity of person stopped. You cannot ask. You have to look, and just, then
what
you
is
put
your
down.
Perception?
And it goes, you know, of course, Asian, Black, African American, Hispanic, Latino, Middle Eastern or South Asian, Native American, Pacific Islander, or white. Now, here's a good one.
My perception is that they're an American.
Perceived gender of person stopped.
Four choices.
May select from four options. And you can't ask. Male, female, transgender man, boy, transgender woman, girl, or the last one, gender nonconforming.
That's five.
That's what I said. There's five.
Five choices.
There's five choices.
Wow.
If you may select from options one and four and option five, if applicable, or just option five. Person stopped perceived to be LGBT. Yes, no. And you can't ask. You must say yes, though, if you selected transgender was one of the perceived genders. Perceived age of person stopped. Can't ask. Person stopped has limited or no English fluency. Check here if yes. Okay. I mean, they could probably get that. Perceived or known disability of person stopped. Select all that apply. Deafness, speech impairment, limited use of language, blind, mental health condition, intellectual development disability, disability related to hyperactivity or impulsive behavior, other disability or none. Just Bob, you're in trouble right there. They got you for three of them. Reason for stop. Okay. The primary reason for the stop, traffic violations, specific codes, reasonable suspicion a person was engaged in criminal activity, specific code, basis, select all applicable. And he's got a bunch
okay,
of...
Okay, so this is...
Got all these, no, these are, this is what he has to... He or she has to fill out.
On every stop. Every encounter.
Now, here's the other... After this is over, a brief explanation is required regarding the reason for the stop and must provide additional detail beyond the general data value selected. 250 character maximum. Actions taken by officers during the stop. Ask for consent to search. Basis for search. I mean, and there's 50 things in here. Contraband or evidence discovered. Basis for property seizure. I'm still going through the pages here, my friends. Type of property. Result of stop. No action. Warning. Refer to U.S. Department of Homeland Security or ICE. Officer's ID. Officer's years of experience. Type of assignment that you're on. This must be filled out by every officer after every stop. Now, the question is, you pull me over. Trisha's in the car. Trisha leaves. Obviously, that was, you know what? I just don't, you know, I think you know, you could be pulling somebody else officer. And then as soon as he deals with deal.
Now he's
got to
fill out
a report on me. Does he have to? It's not clear. Does he have to start dealing with you? What if he stops me walking down the street and he starts talking to me? This is a stop. Why did you stop? Why'd you stop me, officer? Now we go through this. So what Rob Pauletti said, this was going to cost three-man officer years.
Sure, because you're going to have that much. You've added this much longer onto a stop, which means
and you're paying your officers $100,000 a year to fill out paperwork. How many nonstops will they be standing there doing a 250 word write up at the end of it? Because they're going to have to take notes and put all this stuff down, which I'm sure they do already. But now it's got to be this, and then let's talk about record keeping on these and oversight.
Yeah.
This is just, I hope you're listening out there, America.
Well, and the problem is once this is put down and now you get into court, now that report is going to become part of the evidence against that person. And let's say you guessed wrong on a bunch of the stuff. That's going to be part of the reason to dismiss whatever you've charged them with anyway, because you put down the wrong ethnicity or you put down the wrong sex choice because you guessed wrong. And sometimes it's really hard to tell.
And then now, one of our listeners has written, I'm offended that they would make these assumptions about me.
Well, if you're offended, then that's going to be worse yet because they can't possibly do that I'm offended.
I got a friend as a former Marine wears a beard because he's trying to play act, and when they pull him over, they're going to just look right away and may put down number 5, gender nonconforming.
Why? Because he wears a beard?
Oh, just a joke. He knows who I'm talking about. Okay, we're going to take a break here. He's listening.
Be afraid, America.
Don't be very afraid, damn Republicans. You know what? Let me tell you something. Republicans, I will bet you that if you take a look at this bill, I don't know how many people voted for this. I mean, of course, racial profiling, shouldn't be done. You shouldn't be stopped just because of your race. There's got to be
person who's accused of the crime, and you know that it fits the description, then that's not racial profiling.
No. It says, and that's one of the things in there. It says I pulled him over because he fits the description, and that's a big thing.
It should be.
A sky blue car with three white guys in there with white hair. I mean, and then we're driving down the street, three white guys in a sky blue car. I would pull me over.
Well, there you go. As they should.
As they should. This portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Stop calling. I've been talking about the free ladies-only class.
It's full.
It was full 2 days after I started talking about it. Okay. Only thing I can say is I didn't know that because the leader of the class was not in country, and he didn't text me and say, stop it. So it's filled. However, it doesn't mean there won't be another one. It doesn't mean you still can't take a class for concealed carry. In fact, we're helping some people get started right now with that. And so Northern Firearms Instruction, it's the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California. Think about it. Started right here in Redding. Has instructors in 29 counties. 28 counties working on the 29th. Any type of instruction you want on as far as concealed carry, but also defensive pistol, tactical rifle, and many others, advanced pistol. In fact, there's going to be an advanced pistol class in November and a tactical rifle class, and if you have not signed up, they only take 10, 12 at the very most, 12 at the very most in these classes. And you do that by going to readingccw.com or give them a call at 530-999-1822. It's about 27 and a half minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Trish Clark. It's 79 degrees. It's going up to 105 today. The smoke from the Helena fire is horrendous, along with the ash. So please stay inside. If you've got breathing problems, don't go outside unless you have to. It's going to be just a hot, miserable day. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing. Featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments, we're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or Douglas Wright Law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, September 15th from 8 to 9 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, girl.
Love Thursdays. And you know what? I was better about getting up this morning than you were because I got right up at 5:30.
Well, I tell you what,
big
I did.
Surprise.
I tell you what, if I had lived in Anderson, I would not have made it here today. I can't believe it. Elk Killer didn't get me up. And then I got up at, you know, around 5:15 and then just kind of like, you know, looked over there and she was laying on her back asleep. And so she usually, you know, was ready to go out. She wouldn't get up. So I just laid down for a second. And anyway, but I got here in time, yes. Yeah. Hey, I was over at the Wellgate Sports Club the other day working out. It was great. It was one, air-conditioned. Two, there was no smoke in the air. Three, they have an indoor saltwater swimming pool, so you can do that. And it's completely indoors so that it doesn't, you know, the water is not 105 degrees. The machines there, you know, have you ever gotten on a machine in a gym and they don't work? So you have to go find one. Every one of their machines work. You know, I was on the treadmill. I was on the VersaClimber. Lifting weights, doing all those things. And of course, Rich Novelli was there, the manager, and he's always, you know, very cheerful always. And you know, it's just really a great place to work out. I saw some guys being trained in there. Linda was in there with a trainer doing a lot of stretching and core exercises. It's just a great place to work out. And second, they've got Boheme Spa in there. And one of the deals you can get there, one of the things you can sign up for is you get two treatments at the, you know, two things there, either a facial, a manicure, whatever women do, hair, that as part of your membership.
Guys can do
two of those, and guys can do it too. You get two of those, which pays for the membership. Frankly, all of this at Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Court and Eureka Street. Give them a call 768-1205. Now. I've already talked about the law enforcement and the RIPA. You talked about your son.
Well, you know, part of the thing that I hadn't really thought about, and I was just reading what brought this up, is I was reading in the updates from the Houston situation and the hurricane and everything, that they've had reports of looters going after, shooting at the firefighters who are trying to rescue people. that just is beyond my realm of concentration that I can concentrate on and think about people doing that. But my son was telling me the other day that as part of the fire department that he works for as battalion chief, he's being trained for peace officer status.
What does that mean?
Well,
exactly?
It means that he's going to be wearing a vest and a bulletproof vest, and he's going to be packing a gun as a battalion chief for the fire department.
Not all firemen are doing that, but just
I
the
think
higher
it's starting. It's the people that not all firemen, but it's going to be your officers, the people that are the face to the public, the people that are going to be out in front of an incident where people, you know, the targets, if you will. That are going to be out speaking to the public and explaining. I think that's reprehensible. I mean, what kind of a society do we live in that our peace, the people that are trying to rescue people and save lives become targets while they're trying to do that? I have no comprehension of a mindset that allows someone to try to steal from the people who are being having their homes destroyed, and in the process, if people are trying to be rescued, you got somebody out there shooting at them.
You've got, of all people, you know, firefighters are universally loved. Not true all the time, because they start shooting at them because they're, you know, there's thugs and stuff out there. So now the battalion chiefs and people higher up have got to carry a gun to protect their people.
Yeah.
Follow up on the highway patrol. I just got this. I just looked at it. One chip, both of them are okay. One was shot in the shoulder, and they're leaving the bullet in there now to be examined later. And he's at home with his family. Another officer was shot in the hand. Hand injury is serious, and he was going into surgery. The third officer got a hit on the shoulder from what looks like a ricochet. He did not require medical treatment. So, he didn't have information specifically on the sheriff's deputy except that he was killed in this.
Yeah.
And he just wanted this. I got this because I'm a member of the advisory board.
I don't remember reading that. Did they apprehend the person responsible?
You know what? That's a good question, because I didn't. It does not stay here. So I'm, you know, I would not knowing if it was a type of thing where they were ambushed and the guy got away, or if he was killed in the shootout. I don't know. Bob can look that up.
Don't you think that the people who are doing these kind of things, who are going after our police officers, why isn't that an automatic hate crime? Why isn't that a step above for punishment? And I can't think of punishment strong enough for the people that go after our peace officers and our firefighters and the people that we look up to and used to be idols and our heroes, and now they're the targets in our society. That makes no sense to me.
The police sergeants in New York did a video, and it says that attacks on blue is a hate crime. Because the only reason you hate us is because we're wearing blue. That when we take off our uniforms, then, you know, okay, we're all right. We're just like everybody else. But when we're wearing blue or brown or green, it's a hate crime. Because you're specifically targeting a police officer, so it is a hate crime. Should be a hate crime.
Should be.
And, you know, and you can say anything you want, but it's still...
Although I have to tell you that I don't have a hard time identifying with hate crimes. Because it seems like to me that in order to shoot somebody, you got to have some hate, regardless of who you're shooting. It seems like to me that anytime people are shooting at each other, they hate each other. You don't shoot at people you like.
Yeah, but you don't have to hate them to shoot them.
I would have to really hate somebody. I'd have a hard time. I mean, yeah.
No, you wouldn't. If somebody attacked you and you had a gun, you don't hate them. Because you don't know him.
But if somebody's coming at me and I'm defending myself, you're right.
There's no hate there.
Yeah.
There's self-defense.
Okay, that's self-defense.
However, if you're a policeman just standing there and you get shot, why isn't that a hate crime?
Yeah, because you're standing there. Here's
the other thing. Okay, if I'm a construction worker and I'm working and somebody shoots me because I'm white or black or brown or Asian, only because of that, you know, and I'm doing my job, you know, I'm on a bulldozer, and I get shot. Why'd you do that?
Well, because you're black.
Well,
because you're white.
Well, I hate bulldozers, you know, something like that. So, you know, I can see what they're saying is, hey, look, the only reason I shot the cop was he was going to arrest me. So, but can't, you know, but there's a lot of things you can add the hate crime onto and add another 25 years. Yes, but you also hated him because he was a cop. No, because you can use the argument the other way. No, I shot him because I didn't want to be arrested. You know, I mean, this whole thing is,
well,
the whole thing is stupid anyway. But just being shot because you're a policeman, it goes right back to where we were at the beginning of the show. Is why are we seeing things like this? Why have we gotten that far away from a sense of responsibility?
And that's exactly it. Because there are no consequences in our society. No. We've gotten to the point where we're not holding anybody accountable. There are no consequences for our actions. You're not responsible for yourself. The government's going to take care of you. You have. It's not on you if things go wrong. Somebody else did something. They hurt your feelings. All of those things that we're building into our society. And I think that makes all the difference. I believe, personally, we've lost, as a society, not everybody, but I think we've lost our moral compass.
Well, you know what? And I've heard you say that. But I know so many good people that have not lost their moral compass.
And they're not doing those things.
But I think right now, I think we need to give the media, the mainstream media and others, pin it on them a lot of the outrageousness that has started.
Absolutely.
That the things they say, the attacks they make. I met somebody yesterday that knows the Kushners, you know, and you know, done business with them for years before, you know, Trump got elected. He said, stand up, you know, they're stand up guys, you know, they blah blah blah, they've done all this. He says now, he says the paper's got three people, New York Times got three people. All they do is follow them around and research to see what they're doing.
The who?
The New York Times.
Yeah.
They've got three investigative reporters assigned to them.
To
just follow them around.
To
and
who?
To the Kushners. You know, to, you know, the...
The Kushners.
You know, well, Trump's son-in-law.
Am I pronouncing
that right?
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, I am pronouncing that right, name. Right? Kushners.
Yeah.
But they've got people assigned to them. Just to find things and to write things. And when you have that, when you have this defining moment in media where their whole purpose is to tear down the president of the United States, what would have happened to him if they had put the same focus on President Obama?
Oh my goodness.
Starting with when he said, when they asked the question, why don't we have access to your college transcripts?
Yeah.
Why don't we have access to see, you know, when
your,
you know, when you started college?
Your legitimate birth certificate.
Whatever that, you know, but, you know, I'm not getting into the birther thing, but I'm just saying is, what if they had done that? What if they had, but okay, yeah, okay, let's just say that. What if they'd gone into that and then he gives it to them? Oh, that's not good enough. And you had the major mainstream media plus others attack.
And of course
attack,
there were those
attack.
Little, and people said, well, they did. But the difference is this. There were people out there who were nitpicking at the birther thing and this and that and the little fringe people that were constantly bringing that set up. The difference is Trump gets it from everybody.
That's what
the
I'm
Republicans,
saying.
He gets it from every media source. Even the people who support him feel almost like, well, I have to admit he says things that are inappropriate. Oh, I have to admit he did this wrong. Oh, I have to. Why do we feel like we have to apologize for things that he did? I don't. I say he's doing exactly what he's doing every minute of the day right.
Well,
you know, leave him alone, let him do his job, get out of his face and stop criticizing.
If somebody says to me, well, what do you think about that tweet? And what I say is, yeah, I mean, to me, I wouldn't have done it and you could have done it better. But however, if every time you say something or that something you tweet is then blown up.
It
you
doesn't
know,
matter
I said,
what he says. Somebody's
anyway,
going to take offense
so
at it.
It does. Then we go back
and,
to
the media.
They go back
go
to
after.
The stiletto heels. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott and Trish Clark.
Do we have any guests today? Sure.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisandro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hey, Carl, let's find a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palisandro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palisandro.
Okay, what are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
All right, let's go.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. This is L.A.
This isn't L.A.
This is Ready.
No.
This isn't L.A. This portion of the show, though, is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Turn off your microphone. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. He'll just jump in. Moves my cheese. Don't do it. Just sit there. Run the board. Just sit over there and look pretty. There you go. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in town. The most complete jewelry store you're going to find. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a watch repairman, state jewelry. It's got it all.
It absolutely does. It's like a candy store for girls.
A candy store for girls. I like that. A candy store for girls.
It's a great place.
Oh.
And our dream.
Emeralds, diamonds. They got
emeralds,
it, watches.
Emeralds, diamonds, and beautiful estate jewelry.
And more.
Lots of turquoise.
Ooh.
Fun stuff.
More open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. That's it. Four Winds Jewelry. What else did I have down here? Recall. I guess yesterday Ken was on and saying how the recall was a bad idea. I got phone calls on that.
Oh, anyway. I wasn't able to watch yesterday. I was busy.
Sleeping. You're busy sleeping. Just say it.
Busy sleeping. Right up till the 8 o'clock hour.
But I guess he was going to say why the recall is a bad idea. Everybody has an opinion on it. You know, frankly, I've listened to it. There was a letter to the editor today or yesterday from a lady who had moved here 5 years ago. Why she is for the recall. Mm-hmm. You know, she says, I've gone to meetings, council, city council meetings. I've seen when points are given, the city council people rolling their eyes. Francie Sullivan says you're safer walking the streets of Reading than you are in your own home. How she has had to spend thousands of dollars putting in security things and a fence because people coming in, you know, breaking into her stuff. And she says it's not okay. It's not okay. And yeah. This is, you know, and because it's not okay, this is why she's for the recall. And, you know, when people try to pin me down on this one, you know, they say, well, you should be for the recall. Well, what I am is for a democratic action. And I'm just going to say it again, that there's some things we endorse. But, you know, on something like this, I think. Whether the recall happens or not, it's worked. Because now, finally, we're getting action. There was another sweep last night, or day before yesterday. Another sweep through the streets of picking up people, arresting people, using the highway, using, you know, all the assets. Fish and game. Fish and game are out there.
The city of Anderson has been doing this for some time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like always, the record searchlight fails to notice what anybody else in the Shasta County is doing besides the city of Reading.
It cost around, I think, Russell, your numbers are too high here. I don't think it's 120 to house the person here in Shasta County.
120,000, is that what you
said? No, he said $120 per person, per jail, per bed. I don't think that's right. I think it's lower than that. And I think $32 in Lassen County is too low. I think they're like 60 or 65. In Lassen County. And what Russell said, let's just build a jail there. Why don't we go over and build a jail in Lassen County and put people there? If it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I think we're missing the point. Is that what we're saying?
I think, yeah. At some point, we can't lock everybody up. At some point, we've got to figure out what's wrong with this society and start turning it around. It's going to take a while.
It's going to take it'll take a generation.
But we, and that's a generation away from the time we start.
That's right. So we should start now.
We've got to start changing the way we're raising our kids, changing away the education.
Just like in that talk show, we have got to stop identifying children when they're young as male and female.
No, we have to stop talking that kind of nonsense and go back to common sense and reality and consequences, and there's a reason for everything that happens. And after you've made, there are consequences. You get to make a choice. But you are held accountable for your choice. And if it's a bad choice, then you get punished for it.
And I'm just going to use Iraq as an example. Having been there, spent several years of my life there. The only way we were going to change Iraq or any country is by spending a couple of generations there.
Yeah.
And changing the children. The 12 to 15-year-olds, it's too late.
That's right.
It really is. It really is. You can bend them, but it's too late.
You
got to get them when they were in. You got to get them and teach them things like democracy and equality and freedom and the things they can do.
And
respect. You got to start that at an extremely early age. So if we're going to change what's happening, we've got to start it in the childhood.
And you do that through the schools.
And you do it through the schools. You do it through mentoring programs. But you need to also take the ones that are in this later generation and put them away so that they stop having impacts on these children and these families. How many kids, how many adults that are in trouble right now, if you go back into their lives, they've had, and it's not in all cases, but how many have been raised in broken homes with drugs and alcohol and violent abuse
And there's no question about that, but we've got to stop using that as an excuse. Because there's a lot of people who have been raised in those same circumstances who have been able to raise above it and go on and have a life.
But
we can't give them a pass because that's
but
where they
what
were.
What do they have, though? What is the one thing they have in common? They have a figure somewhere in their life.
Whether
it's a teacher or
a mentor
to help them get going in the right direction, like as a coach. I'm just going
to
use.
Reach
I'm going
to try to make.
I'm
going to
tell you. Here's somebody, and I know he doesn't mind me using him. Ted Leidy.
Yeah.
He went to live at a young age with his baseball coach and lived with him and his family till he graduated from high school and went in the Army. He thinks of them. In fact, he just went on a trip with his dad, his dad, mm-hmm. and family. Just went on a trip with him, a long trip, because here's a guy that stepped in and said, "Want to come over to the house?" And they just took him in.
You know, there are people out in our community, and I can name a couple right off the top of my head, who have had that impact in their life. I'll just give a shout-out to a gentleman down in Anderson, Coach Bob Reeves. You talk about someone who has made an impact on many, many young lives.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with Sharon Clark.
The news on KCNR, Shasta Redding, is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
This hour from townhall.com, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Vice President Mike Pence about to get a first-hand chance to look at the damage left behind by Hurricane Harvey.
The vice president will visit the tiny coastal town of Rockport, Texas, to see the devastation caused by the hurricane and subsequent flooding. This afternoon, Mr. Pence will meet with storm survivors and survey damage. Before leaving Washington, he said the president asked him to tell those affected by the storm that America will help them restore, recover, and rebuild.
As White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the operator of a flooded Houston-area chemical plant confirms up to 8 more containers could burn and explode. Arkham executive Richard Renard says there has been no release of chemicals from the plant.
What we have is a fire. And when you have a fire that where hydrocarbons, these chemicals, are burning, sometimes you have incomplete combustion and you have smoke. And any smoke is going to be an irritant.
FEMA Administrator Brock Long says local officials did a good job yesterday of evacuating everybody nearby.
We feel pretty certain that we got, one and a half mile radius evacuated out of that area in anticipation.
An Associated Press investigation shows that 9% fewer homes and properties in the Houston area have flood insurance than 5 years ago.
The sharp drop in coverage means tons of residents flooded out by Harvey will have to dig into savings or go into debt to fix their homes, or maybe be forced to sell. FEMA Director of National Flood Insurance, Roy Wright.
There is some help that we're going to be able to potentially give folks in the immediate. But in terms of their recovery, they're going to be looking at disaster relief loans.
That's correspondent Julie Walker with a report on Wall Street right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up by 40 points. NASDAQ is up 32. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
That Russian-American lobbyist that was part of a Trump Tower meeting has reportedly appeared now before the Mueller grand jury. We'll get more details on the ongoing investigation from correspondent Wally Hines.
The AP confirming that the grand jury investigating Russian influence in the 2016 election has heard from Russian-American lobbyist Renat Akhmetshin. Akhmetshin was one of a number of people at the June 2016 meeting set up by the president's eldest son. Emails released by Trump Jr. show that he took that meeting expecting to get damaging information about Hillary Clinton. The testimony suggests that Mueller and his team view that meeting as relevant to their larger investigation.
As correspondent Wally Hines reporting, more Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The numbers do remain consistent with a healthy job market. The Labor Department says 236,000 people filed claims for jobless aid. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. When Uber's brazen ways sent the ride-hailing service into a public relations sinkhole, it gave a boost to its longtime rival Lyft.
Lyft says it will now have statewide coverage in 40 states. That's 32 more than it had earlier. Lyft sees the opportunity to recruit disillusioned drivers to service more passengers searching for an Uber alternative. Besides expanding, Lyft upgraded its apps and stepped up marketing. But while Lyft's rides are in the millions per year and only in the U.S., Uber makes 10 million trips per day worldwide. Julie Walker, New York.
As correspondent Julie Walker reporting, the Commerce Department is reporting a rise in both consumer spending and incomes. Consumer spending rose by 0.3% in July, the best showing since the month of April. On Wall Street in early trading, the Dow is up 46 points, the NASDAQ right now up by 35. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on the studios, in the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center. The center of Reading, ground zero, where the reclamation of Reading is beginning, right here. 8:05 in the morning, and our phone lines are 605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Of course, it's Thursday. I'm with Trish.
Yeah, it is. It's Thursday morning, and it's probably a little warmer than 79 degrees as we speak. But we're looking for 105 today, low of 74 on Friday. Going to be 112 down to 76. Saturday, 113 and rising. And all through the weekend, 112 on, or 113 on Saturday, 112 on Sunday, and 110 on Labor Day. And down in the 70s. And just no relief in sight. By about Tuesday, we're going to drop down to a balmy 104 for the rest of the week.
Time to put on sweaters.
Oh, my goodness. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. They're locally owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Exactly. And you know what? It's going to be in the 110s and all this. I just got to throw this out. Alliance Heating and Air. The smoke and the filters on your air conditioners, have you had them cleaned? Is it working right? 110, 112, 105, 108. You know, we know it's damn Republicans' fault because of what's it called? Climate change.
Climate change.
And right, but Alliance Heating and Air is there for you. A veteran-owned business, been in the business, Martin and Pam, for well over 25 years, voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for it. They are the best in the North State. Totally recommend them. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Yes, it's busy. Yes, but give them a call. They will help you. You know, usually on the first Thursday of each month, we have Clark and Clark.
Yeah, my co-host.
But now we have Clark and Bott. I feel like the bologna and a best friend sandwich.
There you go.
Right.
Good
here.
Morning.
A little mustard, and I'm ready to go here, okay?
All right. So okay. As our guest this hour is Sharon Clark.
And another proud recipient of Best of the North State.
That's right.
Home Helpers was.
Well, you know, I say that all the time. You know, this is what I say. And June and Tom, mm-hmm. Linda's parents. If anything, you know, if they are needed in home health care, I would come directly to you. And other people have come directly to you, you know, that we know. And you are the epitome of home care.
Thank you. Well, you know, it's interesting because when I started this company at age 34 and all of my friends' eyes kind of glassed over like a home care agency, we didn't even know what that meant at age 34. None of our family members were even ill or old yet. And now we fast forward to 14 years later. We just celebrated 14 years in business. And I'm heading to my 30th high school reunion on my birthday in October, and I'll tell you, it's amazing how many classmates have reached out to me through Facebook as the kind of the class expert. Even though they're not in Reading, I graduated from Yuba City High School. They are reaching out, and I've become this person in my circle of friends now that I'm a resource, and I'm happy to be that. You know, I'm happy to help families and
this is what you do.
Yeah, and I've learned all this knowledge, and I'm happy to share it and stop people from potentially making mistakes or not planning properly. So it's really kind of interesting. It went from like you're doing what to oh my gosh, thank goodness because I need to call you because you know my grandparents this or my you know dad had a fall or a stroke or whatever, and so I've really been able to help people, even not even in Reading, which has been amazing.
One of the great things about that you do as one of your services is to help people plan, because we can avoid a lot of things as we go along if we take the time to talk to our parents and have discussions and open up all those lines of communication early on, so when something does happen, we already got the plan made.
I believe I caught you with a few things that you hadn't discussed with your son on
air
one day.
That's exactly right. You did a questionnaire with me one day, and there was a couple of things that I went, wow, I hadn't really thought about that.
Yeah, and it's true, and I just actually spoke at a senior group, and I love if anyone's listening and you have a group that gets together and you'd like me to come speak, I'm happy to do that and chat about, you know, common pitfalls that people make in lack of planning.
Have you ever talked to SERS?
I don't think so.
Those are sons in retirement, and there's like a couple hundred of them. They meet down at the Elks Club, and they always are looking for speakers, and you might be a really good
one. Yeah, I would love to do that.
Because their wives push them out of their house just so they can get them down there and get them out of their hair during that time is the way they put it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all guys. But, you know, you would probably be a great speaker for that.
Yeah, I would love to.
And I'll give you a point of contact.
Perfect.
On
that'd
that.
Be great. Yeah, because even at this last meeting I was talking, you know, and I do a lot of, and I make it fun. It's not like all just depressing, but it's planning, you know, what I've learned in the last 14 years, as well as what we can do, what our potential aging population can do to keep themselves the most independent. So, you know, I hope you never need some of the services I provide. I hope you never need some of the resources I provide. But if you do, here they are, you know, because we just, and a lot of people are aging in Reading, and their family members that will be responsible for them, like Trisha's son, are not in the area.
Yeah.
So it's really important to know what resources you have so that adult child, should they need to come in and help out, don't just move you out of your home and closer to them, which a lot of times happens.
And most times is the bad thing.
It is. But unfortunately, those adult kids are in crisis mode. There was lack of planning, and they know what's in their area to help, but they don't know what's in Reading to help. And so I encourage people to start a little drawer of brochures and, you know, different, you know, with your estate planning.
This is my plan. You need to know I already did this.
Right. And can you call Sharon? Do not move me out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And one of the other things, too. Is Tommy Key, and gosh, we're going to miss Tommy, veteran service officer who's leaving now.
Oh, he's leaving. Yeah, we have another one going, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, he's going back home. And in fact, September will be his last. He was on the show yesterday.
Can we get Dave to come back out of retirement for a third time?
No. They're. I think they. You know, I know they're into probably their second round of questioning or
interviews.
I should say interviews.
Yeah.
There it is, not interrogations.
Yeah.
And you know, for this, but what I was going to say was that he thinks of you as an asset to him,
mm-hmm.
because when you talk to people and you find out they're veterans, you have certain questions you ask them, and then you tell Tommy that, hey, I think this person right here rates these things, and he doesn't know about it, or his family doesn't know about it. And that's so important. You know, we talk about all the time what veterans, they're benefits they've earned.
And these
are not things that are handed to them because – you know, from the government. These are benefits.
Yeah.
They're not entitlements.
It's pensions.
They're part of a pension benefit that you earned when you signed up for the military, whether it was 4 years or 104 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's great what you do, Sharon.
Thank you. Is
finding out, ascertaining if they're veterans and all this so they can get it to Tommy so then Tommy's people can help them. And you know what? It can make all the difference in the world about them staying in their
absolutely.
Homes.
And I actually, speaking of that, just had a consultation with a new client earlier this week whose wife passed away 6 months ago. You know, he's just starting to, you know, driving might be becoming an issue here pretty quickly. And his son was at the consultation, and he's a proud veteran and is involved in a lot of things here in town, but did not know about aid in attendance. And I was able to introduce them to that program and encourage them to head over to the Veterans Services Office. And widows of veterans also a lot of times don't realize they're able to get those funds.
Let's talk about that when we get back.
Yeah.
I don't want to take a break because this is longer. I don't want to talk about aid in attendance and all this. But I also want to talk about the planning purposes. You know, Sharon will be back next week, but not in this
capacity.
Not in this capacity. I wanted her on to talk about senior planning and all these things that are happening at the end of the summer, especially, you know, there's a lot of changes at the beginning of the year, mm-hmm. you know, especially beginning of the school year, beginning of the
economic cycles.
This is a transitional time. So, she needed to be on to talk about things that are really important to a lot of our community. And let's just face it, we had talk, according to Tommy, we had something like, I don't know, he said like 6,000 veterans, new veterans came and checked in with him or moving into this area.
Wow.
They're coming in out of Southern California. They're retiring and they're coming up here to live.
Mm-hmm.
So we're talking older people. And we're also talking about younger people rolling back into Reading that had left and coming back. And the good thing about that is now families have got, you know, their extended family starting to come back in, which means that staying in the home
mm-hmm.
like that. And so those decisions can be made right
multi-generational.
Here. Multi-generational mm-hmm. right here. Okay. Hey, it's quarter after, and we'll be right back with Sharon Clark from Home Helpers and, of course, Trish Clark and myself. It is 79 degrees. It has not gone up. It's still 79 degrees.
It's
probably the smoke inversion layer is holding the temperature
holding the sun away from us.
It's going to be up at 105 today. Weather reports always brought you, not the weather, but the weather report by Shasta Gas Propane, a better-known business.
Before.
Just talked to Chuck yesterday. They have expanded their business more.
Down in Anderson,
and could have been here in Reading. Down in Anderson, and I'll have lunch with him next week and see if we can get him on the show one more time here to talk about the things they're doing. Shasta Gas Propane, discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. We'll be right back with Sharon Clark.
No, I really like my home.
Yeah, you.
A tribute band bringing you the great music and legendary sound of the Doobie Brothers. Join us Friday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. as Wind River Resort and Casino welcomes Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, live in the Event Center with all the amazing vocals and driving beat of the Doobie Brothers' music. Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, is a show you will not want to miss, performing their greatest hits. So get ready to go rocking down the highway and listen to the music of Doobie Rock, recreating the harmonies of the Doobie Brothers and performing their classic music with unique spot-on vocals. A must-see show. Purchase your tickets now at the River Club or WindRiver.com. Tickets for this event are just $12.50 each or a table of 10 for $100. Don't miss your chance to see Doobie Rock, the music of the Doobie Brothers, in concert at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Friday, September 8th. A good time will be had by all. Must be 21 to attend. Download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. Concerts are better at the River.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive, with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists, 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price, and after a few months, realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Watt and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the 30th?
The 31st of September.
August.
Which is a good time to remind everybody that this then will be the first Sunday of the month.
And
on the first Sunday of the month, you must come to the Frontier Senior Center between 8 and 11 for the community breakfast.
That's right.
Open to all the community. Oh, great breakfast.
Great breakfast.
$6. Bring your family, friends, kids.
You can't
relatives.
Eat anywhere so good for such
That's exactly
such
right.
a great
First
price.
Sunday of every month, Frontier Senior Center in Anderson.
I want to talk about Bastiani Arms here for a second. They bring us a segment, but I was just down there again. It's John's birthday, John Bastiani's birthday, Monday, Labor Day. I bet his mom was in labor on Labor Day. I think that's kind of cute, really.
Yeah.
I was born when my mom was giving labor on Labor Day. You know, your mom wanted the day off you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, just picked up a new... picked up a new handgun down there. If you look at the Springfield models right now, if you buy a Springfield pistol, XD model, or any of the pistols, you get holster, 4 magazines, plus all types of stuff. It's like $180 value. Yeah, if you buy the pistol, and they're just great pistols. The XD9s are, they have also in the 40s XD models. But he's got everything down there. Gunsmithing, there's 2 gunsmiths that are busy all the time, and John's one of the best in the business. The customer service is just outstanding. They give him a chance. He'll beat or meet the big box store prices.
That's great.
And if you're a veteran, you get a discount down there. This is where I buy my guns, Bastiani Arms. 2539 Larkspur right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. Go on down and say, Carl sent you, and happy birthday. If you don't know, come up and say happy birthday.
Yeah.
You know, then don't you get a little strange about
yeah.
that? And I like making
especially
John strange. I like making John strange. So go on down and do it. Especially if we get like a bunch of girls go down and go, hi,
happy
John.
Birthday, John.
Sharon, get your
game.
I'll
get your posse. On Monday.
Get your posse. He's closed on Monday.
Get your posse.
And I know your posse is just beautiful. And just, this is Sharon Clark. I'm talking to you. All of you walk in there and look around, and it's in the afternoon. You just go, John. Happy birthday. And, of course, Sarah will come out and hit him, which is really funny. But I think that would be funny. I ought to organize something like that.
Yeah, okay, we'll try.
Except he knows about it now.
Yeah. I think he just organized that right online, so he'll be like...
So, sorry about that, John. Okay,
prepared.
We're here with Sharon Clark, and she's here because... I wanted Sharon here because, of course, the home helpers, best in the North State and all that. Best in the North State, and I have to admit, sometimes they get it right.
But
they got it right with you guys.
Thank you.
And because I've seen how you all work. I've talked to people, and people I know have talked about things you've done, great things you've done. One of the things you've really helped is veterans. So the veterans, the aid in attendance is
a pension plan that all veterans that served at least one day during an active wartime era are eligible
not,
to apply
but
for.
But you don't have to have been in combat.
Correct, not in combat. Just
as long as you're in service.
You could be here and be a butcher.
In Des Moines, Iowa, during the Korean War, mm-hmm. or the Vietnam War, or any of these others, and you rate this because it's during a time of war.
Right. And I'm going to be general because last time I tried to get too specific, and I believe somebody called me from the Veterans Services Office. Remember that, Carl?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But a lot of our veterans are great at going over to the VA on Hartnell and getting their medical care, and they have their TRICARE, and they feel like they've got their, they know they're going to get buried up at the cemetery and all of that. But if you don't apply for aid in attendance, no one comes knocking on your door to offer it to you. So many times it kind of slips under the radar to folks because when you're discharged, if you retired, maybe in your 40s or you just served early in your 20s, you don't think about any pensions for aging at that time. So, if you're listening to this and you feel like you might be eligible, we have our great Veterans Services Office here in Reading. It's in the old library building downtown.
It's on Shasta Street.
Shasta Street.
It's got a flag in front of it,
mm-hmm.
and right across from Black Bear Diner headquarters. So
yep.
you'll see bears,
yes.
wooden bears, big wooden bears on as you're driving
down
the street.
And if you haven't been
right
in there.
Right across the street from those big wooden bears.
The big wooden bears is the Veterans Service Office, and it's right next to the district attorney's office.
Right. If you haven't been, if you are a veteran and you haven't been in there to see what you can take advantage of, I really encourage people. We are so fortunate.
These are benefits you earned by your service. It's not an entitlement. You're not going out looking for something for nothing.
Correct.
This is what you were guaranteed when you served our country.
Right. And not every county, excuse me, has a Veterans Services office. We are so blessed to have Shasta County see this as a priority and fund this. So because we have such a high volume of veterans, as Carl said, living here and moving here. But aid in attendance is just one of the pensions that our veterans are
eligible
for.
And what exactly does that do for them?
So a veteran and his spouse can get up to over $2,000 a month. It's basically the bottom line, depending on some factors that factor into that. But this is free money for them to designate toward their home care or underwriting assisted living. It has to go toward some type of home care or assisted living, but they can earmark how that money gets spent. It goes directly to them to fund what their needs are.
Okay, let me say one thing that I'll take. It's not free money. All right, every time I hear the free money,
okay.
It is money that comes from the government.
Right.
That
earmarked for them.
Earmarked for them.
There is no free money.
Right. But it's earmarked. But I understand what you were saying.
They're not.
It's not money that you've had to save and all that.
Correct.
But this is money that's been earmarked for their aid and attendance.
Right.
Up to $2,000 a month, like you said.
Right.
And can go the way they want it to. So if that means hey, I want to stay in the house, but you know, I need somebody to come in 2 or 3 times a week just to make sure we're okay, or mm-hmm. do cleaning or whatever.
Medication help,
right.
All yeah. kinds of things that right. can keep you, allow the seniors, and in this case veterans, to remain in their home, which is much preferable than being in an institution. But maybe they just need some help.
Absolutely. And the veteran needs to be over the age of 65. A physician will sign off on the fact that there's help needed. And then there are some here's where I get where I got corrected on the year last time, so I'm going to be very vague here, but there are some income restrictions on this, and there's some income where there's liquidity, there's, you know, they can own their home, they can own things like that, but it's liquid assets factor into these funds, but there's a calculation that they do it.
The way you find out is you go to the veteran service officer right down here, or give them a call, they're going to tell you exactly what you need, but almost every case, the people I've talked to, in almost every case, have been able to
access the
receive mm-hmm. receive the mm-hmm. The benefit that they've earned.
Yeah, and if you're not quite eligible, if you're a little bit too much in one of these asset categories, at least you know where you're at, and you can let your children know that this is a pension you're waiting for. And when my liquid assets hit this number, we're ready to go back and continue the process.
You can have all the paperwork filled
right.
out. Mm-hmm. You know, that's going to have it. Because here it is. If you are, from the way I understand it, if you do qualify for that, they backdate it
correct.
From the day you wrote it. So if it takes 3 months.
Yeah, it's retroactive.
To be adjudicated and say, okay, you got it. Well, from the date you put it in, and if it's been 3 months, mm-hmm. it's retroactive back
yep.
to that date.
So and widows of veterans also are eligible for this. So if you were married and your spouse passed away and he was a veteran and qualified in that category, then the spouse is eligible, and that's a little bit less, but it's still, I think it's, you know, close to $1,000 a month, something around there for the widow of the veteran.
It could be
and I think that a lot of
something.
Women are not aware of that.
And here's the other thing. You could be remarried.
That's what I understood.
You can still be remarried and still be eligible because of your husband.
As long as he was passed away, not
right.
divorced.
Right.
Yeah.
Not divorced.
But
so
he was has to have
for those of you who... That may have been attached to me at one time. Ha ha.
They won't get it.
You won't get it.
You can't, because you won't get anything because I divorced all of you.
But right. I do think that I see, you know, in my 14 years, definitely people outliving their money is a very, very common issue I've seen really the last few years. We're living longer. So people that did the planning, got long-term care insurance policies, you know, want to do a reverse mortgage, whatever, they're trying to access all these funds, and we're living longer than what there are people that retired in their 50s that are living to be in their 90s. And, you know, that's a lot of years and a lot of medical issues and a lot of ups and downs, and that can eat up a lot of funds. And so it's just good to know this is just another avenue yep. that you could take advantage of should you need it down the road that could help supplement those funds.
Yeah.
So it's really important for people to know.
Okay. Is it, when they're asking, is it retro? And I think we answered it. It's
yes.
only, it's retroactive back to the day you applied for it.
Correct.
But now, we are not the experts. The Shasta County Veterans Service Office, or Veteran Service Office is. They have people that are very, very much up on this. So please, you know, give them a call because there are a lot of people out there that rate this.
And I do want to caution people, too, on one little issue. There are some great people in this community that will say that they will help you get access to your money through aid and attendance. And there are some, and you can never charge a veteran for any services like this. But there are people that are a little bit not always on the up and up because they'll give you the pension and then they try to sell you on the back end into an annuity. So, you know, and I know there are some amazing people that have helped people get these benefits that aren't doing that. But there are also some other kind of what I call the slimier guys that are trying to do that.
They cost you no money for this.
It costs you no money, but yet, you know, why are they in business doing this? How are they making their money if they're just out there getting these free pensions?
Because the government is not paying them money.
Correct. So they're getting their money on the back end.
They're trying to take it from you.
Yeah.
So just remember, Shasta County Veterans Service.
I would
Office.
Always say go straight there because this is clean. They're hired to do it. They're paid, you know, through our county to be there. There's nothing behind the scenes that's going to get, you know, muddied up. So that's really important.
We need to take a break here, but there's something else, people. You know, I just told you earlier today about the RIPA, the Racial Identity Profiling Act, the assembly bill. That's going to take probably a 3 to 4 man hours or 3 to 4 policemen off the street due to man hours it's going to take for this. Assembly bill that was put together and then had an 18-member committee voting on things in it. Democrats that are doing this. And now there's another bill that's coming up that's going to have a severe impact on small businesses. And it's not even just the small businesses, but the privacy of many of the people that are in the healthcare industry. And we're going to talk about that when we get back. Carl Bott and Trish Clark here, of course, with Free Fire Radio. And Sharon Clark of Home Helpers is our guest. It's 8:31 in the morning. It's still 79 degrees, going up to 105 today. The air quality index has got to be horrible. We'll let Bob check on that during the break. And we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Evil. There are people in this country who are evil to the core. They are violent and hateful and will not reason or debate. This evil drives them to violence with whomever they disagree. They will invade peaceful gatherings with the sole purpose of perpetrating violence and injury, then blame their actions on the peaceful. We can no longer trust politicians or the media to acknowledge the truth, so we must know how to discern good from evil. This wisdom is found in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds Thursday, September 7th in Overtime Lounge at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me for a fun night of music with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, and Bobby Veramontes on drums. That's 6:30 to 8:30 September 7th. And there's free slot play for those who come to the show in Overtime. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds, August 7th from 6:30 to 8:30 in Overtime Lounge. See you there.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Thursday here, the last day of August, 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Of course, we're here with Sharon Clark, the Home Helpers. 81 degrees going up to 105 today. The air quality index is very unhealthy, very unhealthy. People with heart or lung disease, older adults, and children should avoid all physical activity outdoors. Everyone else should avoid prolonged or heavy exertion. And this is in our area, in our current conditions right now. You can check that out at Air Quality Index Redding, California. It's not that tough to find, and it's there. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Athens Avenue. Veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's man's last stronghold. Well, it is, and I'm heading down there today. Because it's unhealthy outside, I'll just go inside and get a haircut just that way. Yep. Okay. Sharon Clark is here and with us. And one of the things that I was talking about, that RIPA thing, which is just going to take – it's just horrible what it's going to take.
That's a good word for RIPA.
And it needs to be contained, but it's not going to happen. So then last month, the Democrats put out something in to help the privacy of workers at the state level. Is they made it illegal for their personal information to be given out. You know, privacy concerns.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, well, okay, I understand. And the reason they did it is because they didn't want their names being available to conservative groups that may tell them, hey, you know what, you don't have to pay union wages or union. You don't have to pay union whatever they're called.
Fees.
Yeah. You don't have to pay your union dues. You don't have to do that, or union fees. You don't have to pay the fees here. And so they but say, no, but it's here to protect their own anonymity and their own, you know, they have it so they don't worry about that. Protects, you know, it's their personal information. So you think, okay, I can understand that. But then they turn around and AB 1513 occurred. AB 1513 aimed at small businesses and strengthening unions, especially at SIU. Sharon.
Yep. So basically, when we were just licensing for agencies like Home Helpers, we're in our second year of licensing, and part of the license, they tried to get this provision in the actual license when they were trying to get the licensing through the state, and it kept getting denied, so they pulled it out. We are all licensed now, and now they're bringing it back. And so basically, this is supposed to be going to the floor this month, but basically, AB 1513 would put all of our, personally for my business, my caregivers would be, everybody would have access through the internet to their personal, their names, addresses, home phone number, cell phone number, and birth date. And there's not another, the only other industries that really require that kind of information are like doctors and attorneys, really educated, professions. So to take like an entry level unskilled job worker and expect this individual to put all of this information out to the public, there's no benefit. How they tried to write it into the legislation to begin with was that families could then know that the caregiver that they were hiring through Home Helpers, you know, that they were licensed properly. Well, they don't know the caregiver's name unless they've hired Home Helpers. So I can provide them with all of that. So the family would never have a need outside of my relationship with them to go look up stuff, because I have access to all of that and I can share it all with them. So anyway, it got tossed out of the original bill for licensing. So now it's back. And again, we all know that behind the scenes, this is
it's a union thing. Goal, let's just talk about the union.
They want to get them unionized.
Let's just be straight out.
Right.
SEIU owns many of the Democrats.
Right.
They just own them, and so they put this thing up. And this is how nefarious these slime are. Is because this was going to go through a committee that was 3-2, three Democrats, two Republicans. And one of the Democrats thought this was a bad idea, the swing vote in this thing. So what did they do? What did De Leon do? He took off one of the Democrats that's up for recall in his district because of the decisions they made, pulls him off the committee, and adds three more Democrats to it. So now it's 4-2. So the swing Democrat goes, oh, so now it doesn't make any difference. He's put it in such a way is even if the swing Democrat goes for Republicans, it's no longer the swing.
Yeah.
So, but they're doing this, why? To strengthen the union. This is so the unions can call these people and put the pressure on them to unionize.
Right. And at the end of the day, it has nothing to do with
you know, making sure people know who's taking care of them. It's got nothing to do with that. They are nefarious, they're thugs, and they do this thing because they can. Why? Because you have Democrats voting them in. Because why? We don't have enough representation down there to fight this.
Well, and that goes back to the whole thing that we don't, as Republicans, have representation at the state. But the problem with that is you have people working for you who have issues in their past. Maybe they were subject to abuse or what have you. These are people with private lives that are not unions. That there's no reason in the world that their name, their information should be out there for anybody to access on the internet.
Absolutely, Trish. And we had women on our staff write letters a year ago when this was coming up that, yeah, have protective orders, domestic violence things, and they've started a new life, and they are working at Home Helpers. And so, you know, to put out all their personal information, the agency they work for, from my perspective, my caregiver is in danger, her family's in danger, but also my clients are in danger because this individual can sit outside my office and wait for this person to show up and follow her potentially to a client's home. I mean, there's just so many, aside from the union side of it, it's really, sad for these ladies to be potentially re-victimized.
Yeah. Okay, now here's something, too, is this. Okay, I don't know Sharon Clark, but my parents need help. So I come to see Sharon. Sharon and I talk about, hey, this is what this is what my parents need. You come out, you take a look at the house and my parents and all this,
mm-hmm.
the requirements. Then we sit down, and I say, look, I want to know who's going to be in my parents' house. You, at that time, will tell me who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Is this correct?
Correct.
And you'll say, and I'll say, what do you know about them? Well, I've done a background check. I've worked with them. This
Here's their training. They
have
a drug
training. And you've got it. You've drug screen. And you tell me all this. And at that point, then I'm going, okay. And then I'd like to meet them. And I'm just,
right.
And I have that opportunity.
Absolutely.
So see, it's this kind of thing, and if the people that you go to, if Sharon at any one time says, no, thank you very much, I step away. But see, this is where the company that will provide this, an honest, true company, will provide all of this to you, and it protects their workers.
And they've already gone through the process of licensing these businesses, so they have to do that. We have all the information because you had to go through the licensing procedure, which they did, 2 years ago. So you're all licensed now. They have all the information. You are a reputable country. They can pull your license company.
Yeah.
Country. You're not a whole country by yourself. But you're a licensed company.
Right.
And they can pull your license if you go against any
Absolutely.
Of the things you said.
Absolutely.
So that's all the protection people need. Way more protection than they're getting in a lot of other instances where they're getting in.
Well, absolutely.
Service.
And, you know, we've already been audited by the state. They came out, went through all of our employee files. And by the way, the employee themselves to work for me has to pay a $25 fee to the state and register themselves on a database. So the state has their info already.
Yeah.
You know, so this, and they have to do like a criminal record statement if they've ever had any issues. They have to do some things on their own and keep that license active. So to take this a step further and really have them have to have all this other information out there public is
the whole thing is unionizing.
It is.
It's like another one of the bills they've got going through there that they want you, that you will not be able to do any type of work unless it comes from a union source, which puts all these other people out of business. And see, this is where they're going. This is what the SIEU, which, by the way, is where Francie Sullivan had her election night victory, by the way, over at the SIEU.
But the hypocrisy.
But it is. But the thing about it is this. It really has nothing to do with the care. It has only to do with letting the unions into people's backyards. And I tell you what, if you've ever watched unions organizing, and I'm not saying they're all a bunch of jerks, because they're not. There's so, you know what? I have friends that are, you know, in unions, of course, and, you know, I mean, all these things. But sometimes the organizers are, you know, that want people signed up, threaten, and these things. Now, I'm not saying it happens in every case or all cases or it would ever happen in this. But
the legislation should not be involved in trying to help open the door for it.
That's right.
You know, that's the issue.
Well, and the point is,
if the company wants to unionize, I think they can have votes.
Absolutely.
Things like that.
And a lot of the editorials that have been written on this are like, hey, unions are a business too. We get it. But that we have legislators getting involved and giving them access to the people
is the
issue.
One last thought before, and then you can have a last thought. The editorials and the big papers, liberal papers, are against us.
They are. Uh-huh.
Totally against us. They're saying, look what's happening here. And let's just call it what it is. It's union organizers who have bought these legislators who are putting this stuff up. And that's all it is. I mean, the Sacramento Bee, these are papers that are saying this is just a bad idea.
Well, and the issue is that it is not the union people. Just to clarify the record, the union, people who work at a union because of their employment, I don't think that we're criticizing them. It's the union organizers that are bringing these things about. Mm-hmm. It's not the people who belong to unions because
of
their employment.
Oh, no. That's not it. It's the leadership of it. No,
that.
We need to make that really clear.
Yeah.
And, you know, and when we talk about people that represent the unions, hey, their whole job is, you know, we're talking down at the level when they're arguing or they're representing their union
employees.
To the county and the city. That's their job. And you know what? And if they didn't give it their best shot, then you'd fire them. So, but we're talking about the hierarchies, the bureaucrats at the top are making hundreds of thousands of dollars, plus all their, plus the people that they hire there on, you know, their lobbyists and all the money they push into it. You want to talk about how much money is pushed into politicians from unions? I'd love to, I think they have to declare that. Someplace. Would you love to see how much that one legislator has gotten from the SIEU? Wouldn't you love to see
they
that?
They own our politicians in Sacramento.
We got to take a break here. And some of my people are coming in with facts. Do not let facts get in the way of a good rant here. We'll be right back.
On Saturday, September 9th, bring your family to the fair, the annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair.
Hi, my name is Chad David here at Orchard Nutrition Center. We've been holding our annual health fair for several years now. Our goal is to show the community what's out there for organic, GMO-free, natural. Show what vendors are actually local to Shasta County, Trinity County.
You'll have an opportunity to sample some of the Orchard Nutrition Center products and talk directly to vendors. Enjoy great food from the barbecue, including chicken and sausage from Smart Chicken, beef from Hat Creek Grown, and the always delicious Orchard Pizza. Entertainment from blues guitar singer Jimmy Limo, and plenty of fun for the kids, including a reptile party, raffles, and much more. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, September 9th, at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. For more information, visit them on Facebook or online at orchardnutrition.com. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Suicide has no respect for age, gender, or social status, but there are things we can do to help understand and support those whose lives have been touched by suicide. Please join us on Saturday, September 9th at Caldwell Park for the Reading Out of the Darkness Walk.
Hi, I'm Rhonda, and I'm walking for my daughter, Melissa.
I'm Bobette, and I'm walking for my mom, Diane.
Hi, my name is Cindy, and I'm walking for my son, Josh.
Leave the darkness behind. Go to afsp.org/reading to register, create a team, or donate.
KCNR 1460, local live radio, bringing you high school football every Friday night, beginning with the pregame show at 7:15 and kickoff at 7:30. Connor Sutton and Tom Galbraith bring you the play-by-play action. KCNR Friday Night Football, sponsored in part by Redding Kia, Black Bear Diner, Holiday Harbor, Turtle Bay Exploration Park, Tri-Counties Bank, Cornerstone Bank, and SST Oil. KCNR 1460 is your source for local sports.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Mott and Trish Clark. It's Thursday, the last day of August.
Oh, where did this month go?
And it's 81 degrees, going up to 105, and as Trish will tell you, it's going to be...
Oh,
this
it's
is the nicest,
hot, hot,
this
hot.
Is the nicest day.
112, 113, 110, all the way through the weekend, and clear until the day after Labor Day. We're looking at great, great, great weather. Weather is always brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane.
If you're wondering about the air quality index, looked it up. You can find it on, you just put in their air quality index Reading, and it comes up to a government agency. And the current conditions right now, and this was at 9 o'clock. 8 o'clock. Very unhealthy. So if you've got asthma or anything, and this is probably things that you go tell your people about, right?
Right, and in fact, I was just thinking we can text all of our staff through the system, and I think we're going to text them all, because you know, there may be doctor's appointments and stuff that we can't avoid, but definitely if there's outings that were planned that we can reschedule, that would be...
Heart or lung disease or kids.
COPD, if someone's on oxygen, things like that, we need to not...
That's
be
right.
out today.
And, of course, we're talking to Sharon Clark, who has got the premier in-home health care agency.
Ooh, premier.
But it's called Home Helpers. Yeah. It's not called premier. California. I'll just say California.
There you go.
Because I can say this because I know Sharon. And I know the people. I've been around the people that work for you. They love you.
Yeah, you have. You've been to a couple parties.
I have, and you've been invited us. You've invited us, and I'm glad you have, because that really helps us, because we do live reads. We don't do live reads for people that we don't know, you know, or have had done business with and things like that. Like the senior center, things that are going good, you know, and do so much for people. And what we've talked about today is, one is the... aid and attendance for veterans, and then this act, this AB 1513, that people can get engaged in right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you write to your assemblymen or other assembly people, because we know how Daly will vote for it, but you need to write to the Democrats and say, this is just too much.
And I do have some addresses, so if anyone's interested and they want to shoot me to forward the information.
How do they get to you?
So my email is Sharon, Sharon, at readinghomehelpers.com. And I'm a member of the Home Care Bureau, and they have actually put out some literature with some easy ways to access some of those legislators and write letters and phone calls and fax or whatever people want to do to
The important thing to remember here is that these businesses are licensed. They already have taken the precautions so that the people served by them are being served properly. If we're talking about health care and home health care and what's best for the senior, we don't need what this legislation is talking about. And if it was so needed, then one would think that the people that work for the state system in home supportive services would be going through the same licensing procedures and care and training that the people that work for home helpers and organizations like that. And that's simply not true. All the people that are going through the state and county in home supportive services, they're not doing all this stuff.
Correct. They're
those people are not going
to
the same
thing. In fact, they are protected.
And yeah. Exactly. So let's talk about, is this good for our seniors and for people who need home health care? Or is this good for unions and to get more people under the government system and out of these private businesses?
Well, and then at the end of the day, if the unionization does come, then we have to raise our rates. Yes. And to cover the expenses that's going to cost my agency. And we're, you know, as it is, the going rate in Reading is around $20 to $25 an hour for, you know, agency caregiving with bonded, insured, background check, drug screened people. By the way, drug screening is not required by the state. And it's something that I do for my staff. But when you're interviewing agencies, if they don't do a drug test, I would walk the other way right there. Because it's not required. It should be. But
it's not. But it's not by your county workers or your state workers.
No. So it's something I do in addition to the normal stuff. So I actually interviewed a caregiver from another agency that needed work, and she failed my drug test and then was able to go back to that agency she was already working with and continue to work there. And that's the kind of stuff that worries me for my
well,
senior.
Well, here's the thing, too. A really good place, though, to find a caregiver is on a Craigslist.
Oh, yeah, Carl.
Because you go to Craigslist.
Well, you put it in your neighborhood watch.
And you put it on Craigslist and say, I need somebody to take care of my mother. And you know what? And they'll show up, and they're not going to charge you $6 an hour.
Right.
And it's to take care of your mom.
Yep. And I know you're tongue-in-cheek right now.
Totally tongue-in-cheek here because people, unfortunately, you see ads in the paper and things like this, and you don't know what you're going to get.
Well, we were just involved with an APS case where they were paying $15 an hour trying to save some money, and this worker walked off with $40,000. And so didn't really save them very much money. The gal, now they have an APS case. There's an investigator on it. But, you know, it's like a tube of toothpaste. Once that's squirted out, you're not putting it back in. I mean, you might put someone in jail, but the 40 grand is gone. You know, and this was a very manipulative caregiver, and so it's like you're how expensive is it? How much money
it's
are you going to save?
Very vulnerable population that you're dealing with, and these things can happen before you get control of it. And the senior is not likely to talk about it when it first starts happening because they don't want to be perceived as not able to take care of themselves.
Sure.
Let me throw something else out just to make people feel really good. A lot of times, you'll put a relative in with parents. You know, with an aged parent, like a son or a daughter, who really, they haven't been doing well in life. So they really need a place to live. And they can take, you know, they'll watch after grandma. No. And in fact, I've had two sets of friends. This has just turned out as a disaster. Not because that person was so bad. You know, they're just on drugs and negligent. It's the people they bring in that it's their girlfriend or their boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Then it can go downhill so fast. And I know you think you're doing the right thing. And maybe even the child has, you know, good intentions but just can't do it. The reason the child's having problems is because the child can't do it.
Right.
So when you bring them in like this, and I know you must see
well,
and
a
this.
Lot of, I think there is, and I don't know the statistics, but a lot of the financial abuse in Shasta County is family members.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the majority of it is a family member getting access. And you're right, Trish, the senior doesn't want to come forward. And these people are pretty, I mean, isolating the senior.
Mm-hmm.
This one situation I'm talking about, this caregiver kept canceling doctor's appointments, rescheduling them, because she didn't want this woman out in public where she might actually say something. And so it took a family member to come down unannounced and show up to catch it, to really walk in and look at the situation. But, you know, these people are pros and very manipulative. And, you know, it's elder abuse is something we as a community have to be paying attention to. People in the medical field, people in the financial world, banks, to watch out who's coming in, who's cashing checks.
Well, your neighbor.
There was a case
right
here in
town.
Because we got a phone call on this. We, because of, you know, because we vet things. Mm-hmm. that this guy was doing that. He was trying to write checks, and the bank stopped it. The bank would not cash the check. And this is, you know, and got into it, but going, wait a minute, there's something wrong here. And it, there was something.
They're training
wrong.
Those tellers very well now.
Would not
our tellers.
Yeah,
the district attorney's office has a good program that goes around and does these trainings for banks, savings and loan, insurance companies, those places, because that's a lot of, is going to show up. And a bank teller can tell when a person comes in and is all of a sudden authorizing people to do things with their bank account that's out of the norm, out of their
care. So just remember all of this for seniors, because a lot of times, you start noticing little things, you know, that the cleanliness of the house isn't where it was. It doesn't mean it's dirty, but things that they don't see because their eyesight's not as good, or things that are, they're slowing down. And these are things that you have somebody like Sharon come by, who's the expert, just to go by and
I'll do
just
a free in-home consultation.
Free in-home just to take a look at it, and if it's not needed, Sharon will tell you that.
And I actually went out twice this week to people that don't need us yet, had just had a little bit of a crisis, and I go out and I do the assessment, and I get all the paperwork, and I put them in my computer, and I say to them, I will never call you. You call me, but now they know they have their backup plan. The kids don't live local. They want to be in my system, so if something happens, and there's not a lot of agencies that will just send out the owner for no business yet, and I'm building a relationship with people years down the road. I hope that, if
that
they need help.
That plan we talked about.
Yeah.
So plan ahead. It makes life a whole lot easier.
Yeah, my plan is to die in the studio. So, Linda knows the plan.
Yeah.
Hopefully it won't be because Just Bob shot me.
Yeah.
but I plan on dying right here behind the mic. It'll, probably people won't notice.
I hope
except
it's not on Thursday.
Maybe on Thursday.
You'll just nod off and we'll go, there he went.
Just keep talking. I'll just go. I'll just sit there like
we'll notice the silence.
Okay, how do
take
we
over
get,
the room.
There you go. How do we get a hold of you, Sharon?
Yeah. So my office number, everyone's welcome to call me at, is 226-8350. We have a great website. It's readinghomehelpers.com. That will also have all of our contact info on it. So
great.
Thanks for letting me join
now,
you both.
Sharon Clark will be on with me next Thursday because Trish is on the road.
I'm taking off on a trip.
But we're going to be talking. I'm going to find guests to make Sharon extremely uncomfortable.
Yes, all the political talk. Bring somebody on.
We're going to have the Northern State Militia, along with the Antifa.
Okay.
All in here.
Yeah.
Everybody have a great time. Now listen, everybody. It's going to be 105. The air quality index sucks today. It's unhealthy. Don't go outside unless you have to. We'll be right back tomorrow with Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
KCNR Shasta Redding, the news, a service of Tobacco and Brew.
25 miles northeast of Houston, releasing smoke that chemical company executive Richard Renard says does not pose a major public health threat.
The toxicity of the smoke will certainly cause an irritation to your eyes, an irritation to your lungs if you breathe it. Just like any smoke. So when we encourage people not to, to avoid, getting exposed to that.
There have been a couple of explosions, but Assistant Harris County Fire Chief Bob Rayall says